Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. Probably one of the top rock and roll songs. Clearly one of the top 100 rock and roll songs in the history, Rihanna, and that's a great song. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jerry Ripperger is our guest. He's a longtime Brain Trust member, VP of Consulting at the Principal Financial Group, principal.com. If you put a slash, what is it? Slash well-being? Is that it?
Well-being, yep.
You'll find the report that we're working off of, the research that Jerry's group did with small business owners to find out what they're thinking, what their attitude is about their own financial condition. Jerry, and we talked about the economy and the overall well-being in the last segment, and one of the things I want to talk about today, this segment, is is how they're capitalizing their business. One of the things that small business owners have not done in the last 8 years is borrow money. They have said month after month after month, we don't need no stinking loans. So that tells you they haven't been doing a lot of infrastructure investing, but I think that's about to change, and I think your report says that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this optimism clearly looks to the fact that many of them are looking to expand their operations. Some are looking to expand physical plant equipment, but they're also looking to increase, for example, the number of staff,
yeah,
salary, employee benefits that are offered. So that optimism is really flowing through it. In fact, if we look at when we ask them which of the following changes would you likely make in the next 12 months, the top three scoring items, and these all scored over a third of responses, add to staff, increase employee wages, add additional employee benefits.
Yeah.
And expanding their operations in the U.S., fell just very slightly below that one-third threshold.
Well, here's one of the reasons why expanding benefits and pay for employees is smart. Because, Jerry, you and I have seen it when it was a seller's, when it was a buyer's market, when the employees had the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
We could be coming into a period over the next 4 years. It's not going to happen this year. But over the next 4 years, we could get into a position where it's a little more of a buyer's market. And if you've got a good employee, if you've got a solid key employee, you got to make sure that you're not in danger of losing that person, somebody poaching them.
Absolutely.
So you're going to have to step up your game.
And what we're finding is business owners are continuing to invest in what I'm going to call your core employee benefit.
Right.
Your health insurance, your retirement plan, life, disability, wellness, all many of those things that you and I have talked about several times in the past, Jim.
Well, let me give you a little more other research here, Jerry, that you may know about that I reported on this week in my column. The number out of 75 key challenges for small businesses, but reported by the NFIB's report, their quadrennial report on challenges of small businesses that just got published. Out of 75 issues, the number one challenge wasn't profits or cash flow or competition or social media. The number one was health care costs.
And I think
they believe that those are going to start abating.
Yeah, Jim, you and I, 12 years ago, were talking about health care costs.
Of course.
And my guess is if you and I are talking 12 years from now,
right?
Just doing the math, I may not still be here at 12 years, but assuming I was, we'd probably still be talking about healthcare.
You're exactly right. But you know what, Jerry? The ACA, the Obamacare, bent the cost curve up for small business.
Certainly, we've continued to see cost escalations across the healthcare. There's a variety of factors that have played into that. I think it'll be interesting to have that conversation a year from now and see what looks different.
I'm praying. Now, I will tell you this. My own polling of my audience said over half of my folks, 94% said, yes, we need to repeal and replace Obamacare, but half of them said, take the time and do it right. That's what they want. They don't want a quick fix. They want it done right. Let's get it right this time, and let's don't come back again.
Yep.
I'm sure that's the way you guys are. All right, so wrap up your own survey there and tell us more about it. What did they say?
The other thing we're seeing in addition to these core benefits is a recognition that right now we have, call it four or five generations in the workforce. Traditionalists, baby boomers, Gen X, Gen Y.
Unprecedented in any other time that I know of.
Yep. And so what we're seeing is an expansion of benefits in many ways to things that are low cost or no cost to the employer, but have different rates of attraction to different generations. Mm-hmm. So, for example, flex time, you know, casual dress code, access to a financial professional is a big one, telecommuting. So we're really seeing this definition of employee benefit continue to expand.
And Jerry, the only way that that was going to be could become financially feasible is to get rid of the mandates. So you can use your money as you as it fits your and your people's needs. What do you think?
You know, we go back, and I'm old enough, Jim, we can go back to remember when full cafeteria plans were being rolled out in the late 80s, early 90s.
Right.
And it really was based on that same premise of, I'm going to spend X amount on you as an employee for employee
benefits. How do you
want to
use it?
How do you want to use it? Understanding anytime we offer choice in there, there's a selection risk and cost that goes with that, but it's all manageable. And as we have more and more generations, that choice is becoming more and more important.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One nice thought, Jerry. I got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. One last thought.
No, one nice thought from you.
Perfect. Thanks, Jim. You know, I think that we were on the cusp of this great optimism. We know that small businesses are the backbones of the United States. They employ 48% of the workforce. That number is only going to increase. So keep up the good work. It's critically important.
Okay, folks. Principal.com/wellbeing, right, Jerry?
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim.
Folks, that's how you find the research. Jerry Ripperger, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, I look forward to it, Jim. Thanks.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.